Sak the Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Yivam is Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis is Huketana Shetzricha Lemayin. Literally, who is this Ketana, the young girl, who is the Yisayma, the Chazal created this marriage for, and therefore being that it's a Midrabanan that could recognize marriage, she would need Miyun, an official refusal to get out of the marriage. Who is this Ketana? So the Mishnah explains, Kol Sheisua Ima V'Acheha. This is again a Yisayma. She has no father. She was married off by her mother or her brothers, who were Gedalim. But Lidata, she was Maskim. She had to agree. She knows what it means to get married. She knows she's getting married to this person. It cannot be done against her will. If Hisua Shalai Lidata, if they married her without her understanding, then Eina Tzricha Lamayim. She doesn't have to do Miyun. Because this isn't considered a marriage to start with. Zakta the Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, Kol tinoikas, any young girl, she'en yuchay lishma kiddusheha, she's so young, she can't even hold on to or protect what she got for her kiddushin, whether she got money or a ring or a shtar, then this is not a marriage. Ein etzricha l'mayin, it's not necessary for her to have to do miyun. Rabbi Eliezer, says, Ein Maisei Ketana Klo. Really? The act of this girl that it's a Ketana amounts to zero, nothing. This type of marriage does not come along with the regular halachis of marriage. Elakim Afuta, she would have the din of a girl that someone convinced her to live with him, but there was no marriage. Now, over here, it's not an Avera. Rabbi Eliezer is minded that there is such a marriage. But Lamaisa, there are many halachis that come along with marriage. For example, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kayan can eat truma. A Bas Kayan that marries a Yisrael cannot eat truma. But in this case, says Rabbi Eliezer, if she's a Bas Yisrael a Kayan, if she's a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kayan, loy toichel b'truma, she can't eat truma, because Rabbi Eliezer does not consider this a real marriage. And for that matter, if she's a Bas Kayan li Yisrael, if she's a Bas Kayan that married a Yisrael, toichel b'truma, she can continue to eat truma. But the Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Allah is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. If she's old enough to safeguard her kiddushin, the midraban of this marriage is a marriage. Batnura tells us if she's less than 6 years old, then the chazak is she's not old enough to guard her kiddushin. And miyun is not necessary. If she's more than 10 years old, then the chazak is that she is old enough to guard her kiddushin. Even though this particular girl may not appear to be too bright. From 6 until 10, in that age period, then we have to be boidik to see, is this particular girl mature enough to safeguard her kiddushin? Until when can she do miyun? Until she's 12 years old and a day. And she brings him on that she's a gedolah. Afterwards, she can no longer do miyun. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. Who is the Ketana that it would be necessary for her to do miyun? In other words, that this marriage works? There is such a Kedusha midrabanan. The answer is if her mother or brother married her off to someone, she has no father, but she understands what's happening and she agrees. The Ritva explains she has to understand what marriage is and she agrees to it. But if they did it without her das, there's no need for her to do miyun. There's no kiddushin here, not even midrabanan. We learned Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says that if she can't guard the kesef kiddushin or the shtar kiddushin, that means she's not mature enough bechlal to be in this parsha, and there's no need for her to be memayin. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that, look, a ketana has no ability to be able to become a kodeshes. Ain't my satana clue. But Chazal allowed this, but she doesn't really have a din of a married girl. And therefore, she's a Bas Yisrael Lekayin, she cannot eat rum. She's a Bas Kayin Yisrael, she still can eat rum. The marriage doesn't change anything. Now, Rabbi Eliezer agrees there is such a marriage, and she would need miyun. But the halachas that come along with marriage don't apply. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains from the Gemara that according to Rabbi Eliezer, The other halachis of marriage, like for example, that the Baal gets to keep what she finds, or the work of her hands, or that he can be made for her nedarim, or if he's a kohen, he can be metam himself to her. Those halachas don't apply either. But in the Gemara, we find Rabbi Yeshua argues in Rabbi Eliezer, and he goes, no, all the halachas of marriage do apply. She could eat truma, but only truma that is truma midrabbonan.